This is the news in brief from the United Nations. As UN-led global food security discussions began on Wednesday in Rome, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres said that war in Ukraine had already inflamed a crisis of food, energy and finance that has affected the world's most vulnerable people. Speaking alongside Austria's President Alexander van der Bellen in Vienna, the UN chief said that global food security had been the focus of his recent meetings in Moscow and Kyiv after Russia invaded Ukraine on the 24th of February. "We need quick and decisive action to ensure a steady flow of food and energy in open markets," he said, recommending the lifting of export restrictions, allocating surpluses and reserves to those in need, and addressing food price increases. Despite the war, Mr. Guterres insisted that a meaningful solution to global food insecurity requires reintegrating into world markets Ukraine's harvests and Russia's and Belarus's food production. Meanwhile, the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, brought together European and Central Asian countries to find solutions to the war's impact on global agri-food systems. It has also launched a rapid response plan to provide life and livelihood-saving support to farmers who cannot meet their basic food needs. Staying with Ukraine, almost 5 million jobs have been lost in the country over the last 2.5 months, the UN labour agency ILO said. New ILO data shows that the war has led to a 30% drop in employment, and the agency predicts that if conflict continues, 7 million people could be out of work in Ukraine. Here's Heinz Goller, ILO's Regional Director for Europe and Central Asia, speaking in Geneva.
According to estimates from the Ukrainian Employers Organization, up to 50% of the enterprises are either out of operation or really seriously limited in the operation. And finally, there's obviously the massive global impact through various channels, in particular the rising energy and food prices, which will have a negative impact on employment, in particular in the low and middle developed countries.
ILO also anticipates that neighbouring countries hosting Ukraine's 6 million refugees could also struggle because of additional pressures on their labour markets and welfare systems, and any economic deterioration within Russia would likely force migrant workers to return home, significantly affecting remittances. The UN and Netherlands have co-chaired a pledging event in The Hague to prevent an environmental disaster by rescuing rusting oil supertanker FSO Safir off the coast of Yemen. The vessel, moored off the key western port of Hodeidah, holds four times the amount of oil that caused the 1989 Exxon Valdez spill in Alaska. After more than 7 years of war, the UN warned that such a spill would cause lasting environmental damage with profound economic costs across the region and disrupt shipping through the Bab al-Mandab Strait and the Suez Canal, resulting in daily trade losses of billions of dollars. As an oil spill cleanup is estimated at $20 billion, the pledging conference aims to secure funding for a rescue plan that would save tens of billions of dollars in the future, said a UN statement. Daniel Johnson, UN News.